Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. This is Close Up Radio. It's a pleasure to have you here today, as it always is, and we really appreciate you joining us. We're continuing our exclusive two-part series with Lisbeth Ceballos. She's amazing, of LC Leadership, based in Dallas, Texas. You know, many of us have gotten stuck in our careers, or we feel that we can't ask for what we deserve and change direction towards something even better because of fear. Well, this is where Lisbeth comes in, as founder of LC Leadership, where she specializes in leadership coaching and executive development with a focus on professional women. She says it's difficult to know how to handle the volume of challenges that comes with an executive or managerial position. She focuses her coaching on courageous leadership by working to develop your self-confidence and rebrand you as a confident, courageous leader. After more than 20 years in the executive world, including as vice president of operations for a large hospitality organization, Lisbeth has been doing coaching for over 5 years now. She said it started based really on what she wanted as a leader. She realized that the only thing she could control was her attitude. So she just fell in love with coaching. You see people who truly want and need to change. Lisbeth says, what makes coaching so beautiful is that when you are genuinely passionate, you see results quickly. When you're working with an excellent coach that is genuine, you will see improvement in all areas of your life. And it's not just executive. Lisbeth works with any professional who really wants to change. She works with her clients to become more effective through actively listening. Each of us must focus on being the best version of ourselves each day. That's what inspires people. As we do that, we find that the results and the people we need to help to reach those goals will follow. Part two here on the show, my pleasure to welcome Lisbeth back to Close Up Radio to explore some more together. Lisbeth, thank you very much for joining us once again. Welcome back to Close Up Radio.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here again. Thank you for having me.
You are very, very welcome. You know, we were talking about so many amazing topics last week. You're originally from Venezuela. How did you think your particular experience as an immigrant has actually influenced your work, Lisbeth?
Oh, I think substantially. When I came here from Venezuela, I came at the age of 17, and I came, didn't know any English, and I came also to study hospitality. Well, when you get to a country where you don't know anybody, you don't know any English, and on top of that, as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, it was very, very challenging. And I think, you know, after spending lots of time being bullied because of my accent or laughed about or, you know, kind of like the imposter syndrome jumping inside of myself, plus it really encouraged me to not only be better at what I do, but also to be very, very mindful and focused on diversity, equality, and inclusion, which nowadays is even more important, right? And I think all of that influence came from precisely growing as an immigrant in the country. So that's part of what I try to focus on, those unbiased too, you know, the unbiased thoughts, the belief limiting, all of that comes into play into your professional excellence, your personal excellence, and you cannot leave aside diversity, equality, and inclusion, you know?
Right, exactly. That's so important. It truly, truly is. What are the specific skills that you're helping people develop along the way, Lisbeth?
You know, great question. One of the most impactful skills that I think it also has a great impact on what I'm talking about, diversity, equality, and inclusion, is that I try to bring awareness to people, you know, awareness about their limiting beliefs, but also an awareness of how we sometimes are so unconsciously biased, or consciously at times, but when we are super aware of our limitations, belief systems, our belief that are limiting our opportunity to meet and get to know amazing people that can help you be successful in life, one of the things that I try to teach, bring awareness to diversity, equity, and inclusion, and how you can achieve a lot more with having what I call a curious mindset. And that is, it comes to mind a perfect example of someone that I help, but this person early on was, you know, everybody assumes that this person is just a total difficult, unbelievable person. And as a leader, was having a lot of challenges. So while it was a voluntold situation, once we built the trust, we started really working into the awareness. And the immediate assumption is that, you know, this was from a particular, let's call it a particular group of individuals with a very radical, extreme beliefs, okay? And I am on the other end, 180, but I wanted to know why and how, curiously, like what prompts this kind of extreme belief. And then when, you know, talking about it, I told this individual once, it's like, would you be surprised that yesterday I was getting in a Las Vegas airport in a plane and somebody with a red hat told me, why don't you just go back swimming to your country, even though I am not Mexican, but call me wetback. And the individual that I'm coaching couldn't believe it. Like, what do you mean? Like, you? Because he did not see me. Because he had met me, because he had got to know me, he didn't see me any longer as the immigrant that is causing problems. And it highlighted for him how strong his unconscious bias was. And after that, he committed to generally be more open-minded to listen to others so that there could be dialogues instead of arguments. And his life has really changed for the positive.
Isn't that incredible? That is fantastic. You know, the success stories and the positive stories, the testimonials, everybody loves. Do you have some more you can share with us?
Absolutely. You know, one of the greatest things, that's why I tell people, I'm kind of unique. Sometimes people want to ask me, are you just executive or are you just leader? And I always said, you know, I am a coach of courageous leadership. I want you to live an authentic life. And, you know, I am always searching for what is it that took me so long to get to where I am today, right? Because I was unconscious bias, I was judgmental, I was all those things that I learned not to be, you know, through years. So a perfect example that I have also, and it's in reverse. I have a very, very dear group that the immediate assumption is that, you know, oh, they hate us. So the defensive is, you know, the way to defend my immigrant status is just to be more aggressive than it should, right? Which has impacted adversely the career of two individuals. So when I started working with them, first just building a rapport. But once the trust was there, the awareness evoked the understanding of how they were also being as unconscious or conscious bias against the, you know, many Americans. It's like the assumption that everybody's going to hate me, so I'm not going to like anybody. And that kind of behavior was adversely impacting their careers. So after working with them, they have had a very successful change of attitude, change of belief that, you know what, not everybody is bad and not everybody's good. We know that. But because they were aware of their unconscious bias, now they make sure that they go almost like, I always start with Abraham Lincoln. You know, I don't like that man, so I need to get to know him. It's exactly the attitude and demeanor that these two people put into their careers. And what has turned into their oppressing me turned out to be like, oh, maybe I have some responsibility in this and I need to change. How can I change? And now they have been promoted and really growing and believing that there is possibility for change when two people can talk.
I think that's fantastic. That is wonderful. That's, you know, that's what it's all about, right? When you have the opportunity to work with people and see these kinds of results, because you're also improving the lives of folks, and that trickles down, then they pay it forward, right?
Absolutely. And that's exactly what I, when people ask me, why are you doing this? It's because I want this to leave my leg, to be my legacy. I want my daughter, who is only 14, to learn to be, you know, very open and very curious about getting to know others and to have a growing mindset. So the legacy of helping one person, even if it is just one human being, that turns out to be now an incredibly courageous, authentic, vulnerable, genuine leader, that one person can impact ripple effect 5, 10, who knows, right? So everybody gets better in the process.
They really do. What are some other things that you find people are really struggling with today? Obviously, you know, what we've experienced the last 2 years,
sure,
has delivered an unusual array of things. We've had to deal with pivot, people working from home. There's just been a lot of swift change and adaptation that's had to happen. What are some of the things, even today, that you find people are dealing with and you're helping them through?
I think one of the biggest things that the last 2 years has brought is that the, let's call it the old school of management, which there's nothing wrong with it, but many people were like, you know, I direct and I listen, but this is as good as it gets. So the vulnerability, the empathy, the compassion that was required and needed to get through the last 2 years, that's where a lot of leaders have been falling short. And it impacts them because they're human beings, right? So everybody sees them as difficult, or they're also mean, or whatever you want to call it. But at the end of the day, they're also struggling with the same things that we all are. They also have families. They also have challenges of working from home and still making things happen. But when they realize that, you know, maybe I need to change, I need help to connect with the employees, I need help to connect with others, I need help to how to manage change so brutally fast, because that's exactly what happened, that's when they come to me. And we start working, like I think I said that last week, we start working on the professional side, like I need to get a better leader. And at the end of the day, it's all about becoming a better human being. When you're vulnerable, you will be honest with yourself and you will show compassion and you will show empathy because you are also struggling with the same things and you're owning it. So when the impact comes to an end, that's why I always said that a great coach will help you manifest into a better version of yourself, you know? It's a lot of challenges today. I mean, think about it. Whatever is valid today is probably going to change tomorrow. Working from home and people deciding that, you know, I want my employees to come back now. And I've challenged a lot of leaders. It's like, tell me what is it that will change if this is done? So
right.
That's the kind of stuff that I do, you know?
That's fantastic. Again, it's really amazing. And leadership has changed over the years in such a unique way. I think the more effective leaders are understanding the need to relate, maybe even on a deeper level, with all levels of staff and employees.
Yes.
And various tiers and levels. And that showing concern, showing empathy, understanding emotional intelligence is all very important. People want to feel heard, understood, appreciated, respected. They want empathy shown when there is something that's happening that they're struggling with in their lives. And I think the really effective leaders are understanding that and are shifting in that direction, which is a positive movement, wouldn't you say?
Totally. I've always said that, you know, for years I've been in this quest, and whether you are a king or a peasant, I mean, you have to be able to connect with an hourly team member and or with the highest executive in the world. At the end of the day, we're both the same. We're human beings who just want to be, you know, care or show empathy and have some support when they need something, you know? We're living in a world where empathy and curiosity to learn about others besides yourself, be open to diverse mindset and be open to listen to others, is becoming a scarce. So in order for us to rebuild in a macro level our communities in a better sense, we've got to change our leadership beliefs, you know?
Right, exactly. And that's important, and you're seeing it emphasized more and more and more. What are some things you love about doing this work? You've been doing it for a number of years. You really enjoy it. You've seen a lot of positive things happen as a result. Why does it bring you such blessing and joy, Lisbeth?
Frankly, to be able to see the impact, you know. When I see someone who is having a lot of concerns and you find out that their core concern is they need to believe in themselves, they need to awaken their courageous authenticity, which, you know, it's magic happening. You find this brave person all of a sudden that is willing to take chances and wanting to help others and live their purpose, you know. To me, that's the greatest reward, the greatest gift that I bring. It's just joyful to see a woman that called me and told me 5 years later, like, wow, you're not going to believe what I'm doing now. And because of what you told me 5 years ago, and I always say it wasn't me. All I did is ask the right questions to evoke the awareness and you wanting to make a radical shift, right? I can't make anybody change. But I've seen so much change, and normally even I think only one client I've given up on because bluntly told me, I will not change because I don't want to. It's like, okay, well, I have to respect that. But for the most part, what it starts as a conversation about being more effective at work ends up being a deep understanding of our human nature.
That is really important, the understanding of human nature, the human condition. And when you approach things at that level, it can be really a beautiful experience for most people, if not everybody. You know, life is the science of you and all the elements that it took to create you, and that knowledge of self, that awareness, is the key to unlocking almost every door in your life. And sometimes those doors feel stuck because of experiences in life and things that happen. And sometimes we are the ones that hold the key to unlocking that. You really help people get to do that. Tell us about the process. If somebody is listening and they've heard this show and they've heard the one that was part one the week before, what is the process like in the beginning when you first connect with them? Do you do an assessment? How does it all work?
You know, I do different ways depending on what, but the first thing I do is I talk to the person for 45 minutes and just try to gather, like, what are they struggling with? What are, why, you know, you think you need my help? And I really generally try to help them, try to clarify it. If nothing else, what are the fears that are holding you back, right? And if they decide even not to work with me, I still feel that, okay, at least they got clarity on what the top three things they need to work on, you know? And then from there, we start working on finding, I call it radical reflection, but it's really being totally transparent and genuine with yourself. When you're looking at the mirror, that exactly you know why you're getting mad when somebody crosses you on the road, or why you are so angry at some people or frustrated, whatever it is, right? So the moment that you can do, you can evoke that awareness of what the core problems, I call them, in order to get to the core, I just listen for what I call whispers in the room. When somebody's talking about, on and on and on, about being upset over something, and then all of a sudden something comes up that allows you to realize that this is all about feeling insecure that the new boss hasn't said good job, for example, right? So then you really start trying to ask the right questions so that they can see the core belief that is holding back whatever it is, personal and professional. And then once you get to that point, it's a lot easier to rebuild a new belief. You can write your own story, and you can make it whatever you want. You can have your own business and be super, still make tons of money and achieve wealth by helping other human beings to be as empowered as you are. And once you get to that point, and if you have the coach continues is on reinforcing that brand, and now how we're going to present the new brand to the world. What is it that you're going to be known for, and how you're going to make your legacy known? So I think it's just a lot of patience and a lot of caring, genuine care.
We have, that's beautifully said too, and so apropos for this conversation. You are excited about some wonderful projects and things that you are working on for the coming new year, right?
Yes. I'm really excited. I am kicking off. It's going to be through Facebook group, but it's going to be an 8-week program just to accelerate empowering courageous, authentic women. But I also have the executive leadership side with Flatter Leadership that I really want to take all of these. And my goal is by the time we close 2022, I have grown my company to expand into South America, because in Spanish, the availability of certified excellent coaching is very limited, and I want to grow our impact worldwide, not just in English, you know?
Right, exactly. And that is really sensational. That's exciting that you have this coming up and that you're really making this such a thrust of the work that you do. If folks are listening and they want to make contact and learn more about your work, what is the best way they can do that, Lisbeth?
Great question. LC-leadership.com is the website that it should be up. Again, we're just tweaking the slowest the details, you know. But my personal email is LG, and then my last name, Ceballos, C-E-B as in boy, A-L-L-O, S as in Sam, 2018 at gmail.com. And I am one of those very strange individuals that has only one cell phone in her life. And I don't mind sharing. My cell phone is 985-774-9707. I try to make myself as available as possible without overextending myself. But, you know, if somebody really wants help, I want to be here for them.
Yes, and that's the key, and you're so wonderful at doing it. Lisbeth, thank you so much for joining us on the show for this two-part series. We thoroughly enjoyed the time and your wit and wisdom, and learning more about you and your team, the extraordinary work that you do at LC Leadership, inspiring others in the way that you do. And I hope we get a chance to explore some more down the line as well. That would be a real pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us on the show, and I hope you enjoyed the time as much as I did, Lisbeth.
Thank you. I definitely did. I appreciate you, and have fun. Take care.
You too. Happy holidays to you and your team and your family. And again, thanks for being with us here on the show. We look forward to chatting with you again soon. Lisbeth is here from LC Leadership, where she specializes in leadership, coaching, and executive development with a focus on professional women. A wonderful guest. You can hear this again in the archives. Jim Masters thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, I'll be back momentarily with another amazing guest right here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, thanks for being with us. Have a great day. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.